Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now we want to welcome in a frequent guest of our show, friend of the show, the commissioner for the State Department of Veterans Affairs, Commissioner Thomas Saddy. Commissioner, good morning. How are you today?
Hi there.
I'm doing well. Good morning, Rangel. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're good. We're good. We hope you're holding up well under the these unusual circumstances that we are living in. And even though it's a different Veterans Day than any of us have ever celebrated, it is a perfect time to reflect on men and women who gave their lives for our country.
You know, absolutely. These are unique and challenging times. And understandably, people are focused on the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as, you know, the gradual reopening of the state.
Right.
But, you know, going from what you just said, is I'm a bit concerned, though, that too many people, you know, either across the state and across the country, may simply look at today, Memorial Day, and this past weekend as marking, you know, just that gradual reopening, being able to go back to the parks and beaches and to reconnect,
right,
albeit safely, with family and friends. But that's not the meaning. You gentlemen know that, and most people out there, I hope, know that. That's not the meaning of Memorial Day. You know, with all the parades and nearly all ceremonies canceled, it's important that we all take time to pause and reflect on those who made that ultimate sacrifice in service to this nation, because all those things we are returning to and want to return to, we can only do those because of the service and sacrifice of those in our armed forces and those who have laid down their lives for nearly 250 years for this country. That's what Memorial Day is about. And I certainly hope that people will take the time to pause, to remember that, to thank veterans who are still with us today, and to remember those who are no longer with us.
I think you're right. I mean, and Joe and I were talking about this earlier, how people confuse this with Veterans Day. This isn't Veterans Day. This is Memorial Day. You know, God bless you if you were a veteran. But what I'm saying is some paid the ultimate price, and that's kind of what we're honoring today.
You know, absolutely an incredibly important point. And, of course, we always think, you know, I'm honored to wear the uniform and to, you know, serve in the U.S. Army, with my grandfather served in World War II and relatives who served. But you're absolutely right. It is the day to remember those who fell in service to the country. And while we do thank our veterans each and every day, Memorial Day is that time when we must internalize what that sacrifice is about. Think about those men and women who fell in service to this country. When they did that, they lost two lives, the life that they had lived up until that day, and they lost a future life that they would never have the opportunity to live. Not only that, but think about the loved ones and friends they left behind and their loss. That is something that endures each and every day for those Gold Star families and for those friends of the fallen. That's what Memorial Day is about. And because of those things, because of that sacrifice, we have the honor of living in this free and democratic country.
And it's not difficult to celebrate the day. In fact, I was watching the NASCAR race last night, which is dedicated to Memorial Day and to veterans. And halfway through the race, after the second stage, they brought the race to a dead stop, all the drivers in pit row, and they had a 30-second moment of silence for the people who gave their lives on Memorial Day. I mean, it's not a difficult thing to do, to take a portion of your day, you know, 24 hours, 60 minutes an hour, and just think about those that you know who may have lost their lives for their country, those who serve their country, and just all the people who passed away, so that, as you said, Commissioner, we can be living the life that we're living, which is free.
You know, absolutely. It is not only to memorialize them in words, but actions just like that. Taking that time to physically do something, to pause a major race, to take time from your day, to go to a cemetery and place a flag at a headstone, to hold the photograph of someone in your family, a friend or loved one who passed in service to this country and think about them. That keeps their memory alive in our hearts and minds. And, you know, just in general today, with all the limitations on our ceremonies and parades, there will be online and virtual ceremonies. We will be conducting in Connecticut a small ceremony at our State Veterans Cemetery. Encourage people to go on to Facebook Live and watch that ceremony and just think about those who we have lost over those 2.5 centuries, including 65 men and women with direct contacts to Connecticut that we have lost since September 11th, 2001.
Thomas Sade, by the way, is the commissioner of the Department of Veterans Affairs. And just going back, reflecting on what you've been saying, is I do think a lot of people have just forgotten what this day is all about. I really think that's true. You know, we can have hot dogs, hamburgers, we can do all this stuff, go swimming, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people don't realize this is actually a rather solemn day.
You know, it truly is. And I don't begrudge anyone for saying happy Memorial Day, particularly if a veteran says it. However, to me, what I say is not happy Memorial Day, but may you have a reflective and safe and healthy Memorial Day.
Makes sense to me.
Reflective on the service and sacrifice, safe to be with your family and healthy so that we can live and enjoy those freedoms that were gained through the shedding of blood and the loss of life on the field of combat.
See, and I think, and this is easy for me to say because I'm not a parent, but I think it's incumbent on parents to teach their kids what this day is all about.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I put a Facebook post up yesterday about Memorial Day and about a cousin of mine, Tommy Critelli, an Italian immigrant, came to this country, enlisted in the Army in World War II, was sent to Italy and died fighting the Germans near Monte Cassino on October 3rd, 1944. I posted that and I made my children read that post. And I said, that's your cousin. You never knew him, but you need to think about what he sacrificed as barely 21 years old for his country. So remember that when you think about those who wear the uniform and service the country.
Commissioner, in ordinary times, without this stuff going on, what would you be doing at the place out there in Rocky Hill? Would there be anything going on?
Well, normally today there would be a multitude of parades. We do have each year, and we will have this year, a small ceremony at the State Veterans Cemetery this morning. It will be live streamed as well as broadcast, I believe, through CTN and other social media and electronic platforms. But there will just be a handful of us there, including myself, Lieutenant Governor, General Yvonne, the Adjutant General of the Connecticut National Guard, Senator Blumenthal, and the chaplain from the National Guard, to honor those who are interred in those hallowed grounds, both those who fell in service to country and those who returned home and then passed on years later. So I encourage people to take that time. Also, several municipalities are holding online or virtual ceremonies with video clips of veteran statements. That's very important.
Commissioner, in a few minutes that we have left, we're visiting with Thomas Sade, Commissioner of the Department of Veterans Affairs. What has changed at your department during the pandemic?
Well, I'll tell you, I commend the state of Connecticut, the administration, Governor Lamont and Lieutenant Governor Bicewicz have been amazing in supporting the department and the somewhat strict, and for good reason, strict steps we took on limiting travel, visitation, and requiring the wearing of PPE and other hygienic practices early on during this pandemic. And thankfully, because of that great team there at the department and the support of other state agencies and the federal VA, we have maintained a very safe and healthy atmosphere. And although we did lose 3 veterans, compare that to some of the losses in other states. We are thankful that we've gotten through this pandemic as we have. Any loss is traumatic, and it was difficult to lose those 3 veterans. But we have responded appropriately. We are slowly rolling back some of the restrictions, being very careful to do that because we need to make not only because of the general concern of infection, but many of our veterans have underlying serious conditions. Many in our healthcare center are quite elderly. So we're being very careful about that. But I truly want to thank not only our staff at the Department of Veterans Affairs and the federal VA for their support, but also the many volunteers, veterans organizations out there who provided masks, provided donations of protective equipment,
right,
and provided a lot of personal items to our veterans to help them get through it, particularly electronic items so they could connect with family and friends.
All right. Commissioner, thanks for spending time with us on this day and helping remind people the importance of Memorial Day. Thanks very much. Stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen, too. Stay safe and
have
a reflective Memorial Day.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.